The next speaker is Delphine Prieur, and she will talk about open source licenses. Please.
Okay. So let me introduce myself. I am Delphine Prieur, and I'm an IP legal advisor working at INRIA, the French National Institute for Computing, Science and Control. I'm in charge of the preparation of IP clauses in the frameworks of the Institute, and also I follow through the legal IP procedures. I'm involved in the open source because I participated in the creation of open source consortia such as ObjectWeb and Scilab, maybe known by some of you. I was asked to make a presentation about permissive versus restrictive open source software license. And I will start to introduce 2 points. First, proprietary license can be more permissive than an open source license. And then an open source software license is, on my point of view, an original way to use the copyrights. When I say copyright, I think droit d'auteur, like it was explained before. This is the organization of my presentation. I will tell you general points about the software protection, and then I will explain my vision of what is a license. I will present shortly 3 licenses. Namely GNU, GPL, CECIL and BSD. And then I will talk about counterfeiting, so maybe we can go back to the discussion, what I call the natural risks in intellectual property. And I will discuss about OSS feedback and conclude. So about the legal aspect of its protection, as I don't know the legal knowledge of the assistants, it was, on my point of view, important to make some discussions on this. First, software is an IP tool protected by copyright. I will not deliberately enter the polemic whether software programs are to be patented or not. Because of its nature, the legal protection of software is divided between moral rights and economic rights. In French, we say patrimoniaux, and the person says commercial rights. To be a reminder, a moral right in a software is essentially the right to make an opposition when a modification of the work is harmful to your honor or to your reputation, and also is the fact to claim the paternity of the work. And economic rights are exploitation rights such as reproducing, translating, modifying, and so on. 2 other points have to be underlined. The duration of the monopoly is very long, almost 70 years after the first display. And the protection can be obtained without formality. And I also give you the applicable text as you see. License as a regulation tool. Regulation because it maintains forces in balance. A license is a contract in which an author, while preserving the whole property of his work, confers more or less possibilities to a licensee for implementing its rights. I insist on the more or less aspect because some people may consider that a license is permissive when the possibility of fraud are the higher, and vice versa. And the distinction has to be considered with the common ideas around open source softwares. I was told recently that this approach, restrictive versus permissive, could be expressed in another way. More positive, the idea is that the rights granted by a licensee has to be implemented with more or less reciprocity. So license is also a charter of rights and duties. You know what you can do and in which conditions. 2 categories are frequently identified, the proprietary and the open source software license. I will not distinguish the OSC definition and the Free Software Foundation definition, as it was explained. But I just want to say that these licenses have something in common. They don't deny the copyright, they use it in an original way to produce the effect they want. And it's important to have in mind that copyleft is not the antithesis of copyright. A proof of this, if this license is were not based on copyright, the authors would only have dedicated their work to the public domain, as it was explained before. So in the public domain, no one can appropriate the work you've done. To conclude about license, I would say that the more freedom you have, the the more responsibility you must feel. You can't have any discussions about licenses and softwares if you don't talk about counterfeiting. The definition is the violation of at least one of the rights attributed to softwares, the rights I explained a few minutes ago. And there are several criteria of appreciation. It's a way to answer it to you, because if you have a software, you can't say that you won't be able to defend it without a patent. There are ways to defend softwares without a patent. In a sense, the problem is that it's a territorial point of view, because it depends on each country. Sovereign appreciation of the judge, who bases itself on resemblances and not on the differences. And such elements have been judges in cases. The structure of programs, slavish copy of source code, which is the easiest to prove. Sequences of screens, order and logical organization of the functions, and structures of control, numbers of characters, weight format, names, and some decision I read, very funny, the counterfeiting was proved due to orthograph faults in the comments.
Spelling mistakes.
Okay. And the sanction of copyright infringement, it's prison and money compensation. I will briefly detail three open source software licenses. First, I will explain you why I choose this one, because there are 50 licenses today. GNU GPL, because it's one of the oldest, the more used, and the more criticized, not only because of its content, but also because of its frequent use that makes it very visible, so criticizable. The CC license, because it's inspired by the GPL, but it tries to perform its validity conditions on a legal point of view. And the BID license, very often presented as far as possible from the GPL. And it's qualified as permissive, and I will underline also its shortness. So through the GPL, I wrote the right you can have. You can use, modify, distribute a program, and so on. It's not an exhaustive list. And the compensation is that copyright notices must be kept. You have the possibility to get the source code, but it offers no warranties, no responsibilities. And this license is considered as viral. The CC license, it's a license, I don't know if you know the CC license.
It's a French one.
Yes, it's a French one. It's a recent license, and it was written by INRIA and the CEA and the CNRS in order to have a license who fully comply with the French law. So you have the same rights that you have in the GNU GPL and the same compensation, but you have different approach of responsibility and warranties. For example, in the French law, you can't have any liability and you must have some warranties if you are working with consumers. So the approach that they choose was to say that it was a contract between professionals. Okay?
Has it been OSI approved, do you know?
By the OSI?
The open source initiative.
It's in the process, not yet. And the BSD license, it's authorized to distribute, use, modify, with or without source code modify or not. The compensation is to have copyright notices, and terms of the license are to be kept. It's often said that it's a non-copyleft license.
Just a remark, the BSD one that you are taking into account is the old one or the new one?
The new one. The new BSD, I should have write it.
The difference is pretty important, because the old BSD license had a clause forcing you to acknowledge that it was derived from or written by someone. It was called the advertising clause. It was removed a few years ago by TSRG.
What is important to note is that there is a real proliferation of the licenses that is quite frightening industrial, for example. To such a point that it's in the air to try to reduce their numbers, and this point divides the community. So open source software feedbacks. So first, what is important to note that is the legal framework has not been tested yet. There is a few cases, and what appears clearly is that there is a move of the natural risks. I explain you the natural risk I consider is counterfeiting. And the move I'm talking is that the risk now is the compliance to contracts. It's not IP problems. The Germany cases about GPL, maybe you heard about. For example, was the purpose, the case was not to declare whether the GPL was valid or not, but only if the users were complying with the license. And it's not the same approach. What illustrates this trend is the famous insurance company Lloyd's that is studying the possibility to offer an insurance which will cover up to 10,000 million in damage, including profit losses. And you see why they offer this insurance is related to non-compliance with an open source software license. They don't offer a protection about infringement of IP. The policy could, in some cases, cover the cost of repairing code that was found to infringe an open source license, such as GPL. We could also ask ourselves why this situation occurs. I don't have a fixed reason, but my opinion is that no one has a real interest to invalid an open source software license, because consequences of such a decision could be harmful than the initial problem. And the second point is that with regards to numbers of IPLs circulating around the world, we note that conflicts bring to courts are not so numerous. Lots of them are solved by arbitration or transaction and are kept secret. And the third point is that a way to test the reaction of court concerning the open source software license is to go to court for a contract problem and not for an infringement problem. On a legal point of view, it's very complicated due to the multiple nationality in presence. And this is the same problem for liability, because the liability in France will not be the same as in the United States and so on. Other feedbacks, the problem of compatibility of the multiple license that exists. BSD, for example, is compatible with GPL, but GPL is not compatible with any other license.
Even itself.
This question is very crucial, especially if open source software business models wants to be safe and to develop peacefully. Consequently, to the identification of the problem, new concepts appear, such as open source software management, the test of the source code infringement, and it creates a parallel business. An example I can give is Atenria. We are working on a prototype. It's a tool that is created to make a diagnosis of the legal status of a source code. This tool is divided in modules. One of these modules allows you to follow the legal status of your code. It defines also journal diary of the IP events. And these IP events could impact the final legal status of the source code. I explain. For example, if you develop a code and then you introduce in this code another code in GPL, you know the problem. All the will become GPL. So this analysis can later be used to correct the problem, if any, in order to choose an appropriate license to distribute the program. I would like also to give a positive feedback. One of the most important forces of the open source software is the force of its community. And this force permits that most of the bugs, for example, are corrected within 24 hours. It's figures I read recently. And this force can be used also to organize the defense of the rights of the authors. For example, there is a website called gnuviolations.org. And they organize themselves, for example, to bring to court when there are problems or to make letters to users that are not compliant with the license. My conclusion is this one. To choose a license, the question is not to consider whether it is permissive or not, but to ask you the relevant questions such as your intention of development, who will did the development, what is the status of the contributions of peoples, and so on, your intentions of distribution, who will use the code, and why and to do what. And to keep in mind that your intentions may change, so you must choose a model flexible enough to adapt to your new needs. That's all.
Thank you very much. I open the floor for questions.
I was very, very late, but I give it to Jean-Luc, so I think that it will be available.
We will definitely include it as an attachment to the report of this meeting. We will have it transcribed so that we can distribute it. Thank you very much again. Mm-hmm.